Okay, this is Brent Frank, Grace's daughter. I'm sitting here in her house at Providence, Utah, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her background and her life as a youngster, and hopefully it will record on this tape so others will be able to listen to it. So I have no real format. We're just sitting here ad lib. We have no special agenda or program, and so we're going to give it a shot and see what we come up with. So I'm going to ask her at the beginning. I'm going to ask her what the family circumstances were at the time she was born. And so, Mother, go ahead and kind of tell me what, as you have been told, or what you remember.
I was born in Grover, Wyoming, and it was a cold wintry night, and I was born 1 minute after midnight on February the 19th, 1912. And it was in a big white frame home. And I was the 11th child of the family. And there was Francis, Clea, Vernon, Pearl, Arsene, Doretta, Agnes, Elva, and me, and there was two born after me, but they both died. One that was a 6 months, and one had just born at birth. And there was another girl, Evelyn, that both died when she was about 7 years old. I was told that she was dead before I was born. And it was a lot of snow, and we lived across the street from the schoolhouse.
Do you have, can you tell me what your dad did for a living, why he was in Grover, Wyoming? Was he born there? Did he travel there? How did he get there?
No.
And why?
My dad was born in Montpelier, but he went to Store Valley when he was just a young boy. He farmed, he had cattle, and he had about a 100-acre farm, and he had rigs. About 30 milk cows, and the girls and all helped him milk, and they sent the milk to the cannery, and every fall in the grain. We had threshers for at least 3 weeks at a time, and they had to feed them breakfast or dinner and supper. And we raised grain, hay, and we had a little small garden. And we raised potatoes and peas and radishes and onions and turnips and rutabagas. We couldn't raise corn or beans because it was too cold up there. And we moved to the ranch all in the summertime for 3 months out of the year. And we had an old frame home, and we just got through washing in the summer, and Mother made a fire to burn. In the winter time, they'd put it in sleighs and they'd have bed or quilts and stuff to keep warm, and they'd have to unhook the team and feed them the hay while they went to school, and they back home at night. I went to school in Star Valley for 1 year, and there was about 4 classes in the room, and there was a great big pot-bellied stove that kept us warm.
That was elementary school, and it was held at Grover?
Yeah, it was held at Grover.
How many kids was there at the school, you think?
Oh, I think they maybe 6 to 8 kids to a grade.
Very few then, really.
Yeah, Grover was a small place.
The only transportation that you had was horse and buggy or sleigh?
Well, when they went to school, that's what they'd done, but the dad had a car.
When did he get the car? Do you know anything about that?
Well, I think we had a car right after the First World War. I don't remember when it was, but I know we had a car.
But that would have been 1920 or something.
Yeah.
How about power? Was there any power utilities up there?
There was no electricity in Star Valley when I was a kid, when I came.
What did you do for water? Did you have a well or a spring?
We had a spring. The spring was north of the house, and we used to carry water. But Dad, when we built the house after the fire burned down, we had the water in the bathtub and stuff in the house, but in the winter they had to shut it off because this water that came to the house would freeze up. And the girls used to have to carry big boxes of, sitting in the kitchen, and they'd have to fill that with wood every night.
Where did you store wood? Did you have a building or just outside? Or do
Towards
you know?
Me, it was just sitting outside. I don't remember.
Did you feed cattle there in the wintertime?
Oh, Dad, they had a lot of cattle in the time, but they had 30 head of cows generally the year round. And they used to take them to the pasture. When I got big enough, I could take them to the pasture, but I couldn't go get them because there was rivers and stuff you'd have to cross, and I was too little to cross the rivers.
What did they do with the milk from the cows?
They sent it to the cannery of the house. Trucker. Maybe my dad had to haul it to the cannery, or to the, whatever they called it, or something.
Creamery? Where was it at? Thane or Afton?
Yeah, it must have been in Afton. I can't remember where it was. But we always had our milk, and we got milk from the, or cheese from the, through the milk, and butter as far as I know when I was a kid.
When in the early, the 1918 or somewhere in there, why there was the flu epidemic in the world, I guess. What was the conditions in Star Valley?
Everybody had the flu. My dad had the flu, or he didn't have the flu, the rest of us had it. And people was dying, they had no funerals, they just buried them.
And did it affect the family?
Yes, my mother died, and my brother died one. That my brother, I think, went to the hospital, and he died up there. And a day or two after that, my mother died, and that was my mother died Christmas Eve, and I think Vernon died about 2 days before.
What year would that have been?
That was 1918.
December 24th, 1918. Your mother died as a result of the flu epidemic. And then I know I'm skipping around a little bit, but earlier you talked about you had an accident and the house burnt down and you rebuilt a home. What did you do when you didn't have a house to live in?
We lived in a tent.
Oh, you put up a tent down at the ranch?
They put a tent out by the ranch, down on the ranch, and we all slept in the tent on ground, I guess.
And 8 meals outside if the weather would allow you?
I imagine. I don't remember things like that.
Well, I assume that was in the summertime when that all took place.
Oh, yes, the fire was. I don't remember when it was, but we was in the house, must have been in the house by winter.
What, when, for some reason, subsequent to the death of your mother, you relocated. Can you tell me anything about that, and why, and about when it took place?
Well, my dad, they used to come down here to Cache Valley and buy fruit and haul it home. It must have been, took 3 days, I don't know. But after my mother died, I don't think my dad didn't like Star Valley anymore, and he come down to Utah and looked for a place, and found the house in Providence, and it was for sale, and that was in 1920, and we moved in June of 1920 down to this house, and we had a car, Elva and Agnes. Dad brought them down after he bought the home, or not Elva, it was Drudd and Agnes, and he left them, and they didn't know nothing about nothing. And they lived in the home, and we came back, and we packed and came down here.
So when you packed, do you have any idea how long it took you to move, or what the distance was, and what the highways or the roads were like?
Well, the roads, I don't know. I don't know how the furniture got here, but I know Elva and David come with a wagon, and they had furniture in that, and it took them about 3 days to come down with a wagon.
That was horse-driven wagon?
Yes, horses.
And
they camped along the road, and my dad thought, well, they ought to be here. So he got in the car, and he went down Providence Lane, and David and Elva was parked right down Providence Lane, and they spent the night there, and he went the next morning. They were just getting up.
Ah, so they was probably within 2 or 3 miles of Providence, where they stayed the last night.
They did, but they didn't know where Providence was. My dad tried to tell them, and you know, when you never get out of Star Valley and come down to Logan, it wasn't a big place then, but people was dumb and didn't know anything about it. But anyway, that's where he found them, down the lane, halfway down the lane, and they was camped there for the night.
So how many was the family still the same number? Or was some of them gone from home when you moved to...
Francis was the only one that was married. Well, of course, the others died. 2-3 of them had died, but Francis was the only one married, and he stayed in Star Valley.
And so when you came down to Providence, Utah, and established a residence here, kind of what was the conditions here? What was the employment? What was the community like, or the school system, or... whatever. Do you know anything about that? Remember?
Well, as far as me, the school was an old schoolhouse up here, and it was still here till about 2 years ago. And they was each class had each grade had a school, and there was 8 grades went up here, and I came in 2nd grade.
How many students roughly was there? Do you remember?
I wouldn't know.
No idea. Was a elementary school at Providence, and they went there from grade 1 to 8, or what?
Yeah, we went to Providence School from 1 to 8.
Then education as far as high school, then you had to go somewhere else?
Yeah, Greta went to high school the year we came down here, and they caught a train down here on 2nd West and went to Highland.
So they went over to a high school, was 4 grades over at Hiram, Utah, which is what, 8 or 10
About
miles?
8 miles from Providence.
Providence, and they rode a train. Was that electric train or a steam engine, or do you know?
Electric train.
It was electric trolley type train?
As far as I know, wasn't it? Didn't have to put coal and stuff in it, I know. Once in a while they'd be like, no, I guess it was a train, because it seemed to me like there were seats just like there is in buses and stuff when I went to school. I guess that's the way there was about 2 or 3 cars, and then we'd have to catch the train we had to be to school at 8 o'clock, I guess.
What did your dad do in Providence? What did the family do to earn a living at Providence?
He farmed.
Farmer.
Farmer.
Do you have any idea how much land he owned?
Only about 30 or 40 acres.
30 or 40 acres, and it was close to where the home was?
Right by the house.
It was adjacent to the family house. What about the house? Was it a different type structure than the one you had in Star Valley?
It was a big white brick home, and it had electric lights, and that was the biggest thrill in the world to go in a room and turn a light on. They hung from the ceiling, just one light in the ceiling, but that was sure a thrill to say you could turn a light on and you wouldn't have to use Corlar lamps and gas lamps.
So you went, you completed school, elementary school at Providence, then you started catching the train and going to Hiram. What was your special interest when you started in high school? Things you enjoyed or hobbies or activities or things that you might remember?
Just went to school and took the classes you wanted. And I did like the sports, but we could only take physical ed 1 year. We didn't get to play ball, so I'd swap one class every other day and go and play ball with one team after I was a freshie.
Did they have, what was the curriculum like? Did they have music and art and drama and stuff like that at school when you were there?
No, they had a lyceum, or they'd call it that. We'd have a program once a week on the people. They'd get different people to come and put it on, or the town, or the school had put it on. That was once a week for an hour. Otherwise, we went to school from 8 to 4, I guess.
What did they have for heat to school and so forth? Did they have?
It would be coal at the furnace, the old-fashioned steam things, I think, or I know it was heated with coal.
Steam radiators, and they had the electric power and stuff there?
Yes, all electric was here all over the valley.
So you talked about sports, playing ball. Was that football or?
It was baseball.
Softball or baseball?
I'd call it baseball, but I guess it was softball. The team, or the schools all had football teams and basketball teams. I'd go to catch the home. We'd stay up to the school and see the basketball game at night, and then there'd be a train that'd leave there about 10 o'clock and come to Providence, and we'd have to walk home from the train. And football games was always played in the daytime because there's no lights or nothing.
But they had competitive sports between different schools?
Oh, yeah, they played with Preston and North Cash and maybe Box Elder. That was at Tremont. I think it was Tremont.
Did those players and that come by train? Is that how they'd get there? Or
as far as I know, that's the only way they got there. I don't remember how they'd get from school to school, because I never was in them.
Did you have any particular teachers when you was going to school that was favorite teachers?
Well, the teachers I had in elementary school was Miss Erickson and Mrs. Larson and Vern Bear and Dave Furman and Joe Campbell and Brother Allen.
But any of them particularly special?
No. Vern Bear was a real good teacher, but she was sure strict. And Dave Furman, I guess Dave Furman was my favorite. He liked us so well. He went from fifth grade. When we left fifth grade, he came to sixth grade because he told us he liked us so well.
How about, is there any particular courses that you liked or books that were favorite books? Or?
I can't say I liked it. Anything in particular. I used to take sewing and cooking and all the other English and all the things you had to take, history and geography. And oh, I like biology. Ian Larson was one of my favorite teachers at South Cache, and he taught biology and physiology, and I took physiology, and I didn't need to take it, but I liked him so well I took it so I could have him for a teacher.
How about special friends you remember? Did you have quite a few, or just certain ones, or and why did you
Well, when we went to Providence Elementary School, we all played together, all the girls did. And I don't know how many kids there was. But I know when I went to Mutual, there was 13 girls in our class, and there was two that was a little bit different from the rest of us. And I went till we was about 18, I guess, 16. And we all quit because our teachers quit. We wouldn't go back to Mutual. And Albina Ransomberger was her teacher, and Stella Alder. And years ago, people didn't know anything about people and their pregnancy, and they were both pregnant, and they had their babies, and that's why they quit, and they didn't tell us. And we got two good teachers, but we wouldn't go back. The teachers would say, well, they don't come to Mutual. And Stella Alder says, well, they always was there when we was there, but we all decided to quit because the teachers quit.
Do you remember anything about, was there childhood fads or type of dress or what they did back then?
Well, we all had to wear long stockings, I know. We used to wear long underwear, too, but after we was in, I'd roll my stockings down to ankles up here to elementary school because the other kids could wear the other kind and I couldn't. And I'd roll them back up when I went home. And had long hair to my hips and couldn't have it cut till I finally decided to cut my bangs when I was in sixth grade because my dad wouldn't let me have it cut. And he finally let me have it cut to my shoulders when I was in sixth grade.
What was the type of dress? Did you have to wear dresses?
Dresses. It was just an ordinary... We only had two dresses and you'd... That's all you had to go to school in, so if you'd wear it every day.
And what did the boys wear? Did they have bib overalls or Levi's?
They had bib overalls. And ordinary shoes. We didn't have 10 pair of shoes. We had one. One for Sunday and one for school. And then when they started working, then you'd take them for the... I guess we had to wear them when we got home from school. I don't know, you'd take your shoes and they got ugly, then you'd take them for every day and start with your other school things to go to school in.
So when you was in high school, did they have any kind of social life at all for teenagers, or there was no activities whatsoever, no dances?
No, we had our dances, but they was always in the daytime, in the afternoon. Nobody drove cars.
They have any special outings or anything on certain holidays or anything?
Not that I remember. When we, at the end of the year, we'd all... they'd take us up to Lightsmith or Canyon with a bus, with I guess it was buses or cars, I don't remember. We'd have a picnic and stuff there and then come home. At the elementary kids, we'd have the band of school, we'd all hike up Providence Canyon and take our lunches with us.
So did they have any kind of dances or socials within the community itself?
Yeah, they had a show house in Providence, and it was one you had to, if they'd talk and you'd have to read it. They would talk, but you had to read what they said.
There's movie films?
Yeah.
In color?
No. It was in black and white, and then they'd talk and you'd have to read. They didn't come on the screen what they'd say.
Was most of them westerns or a particular type of movie?
Just a show. It's all that I could tell you. A show. Everybody would go to the show because it was a show that they'd bring to Providence maybe once a week.
They show them at night or?
Yeah, it was always at night.
What did the cost? Do you remember what it cost to go?
Oh, maybe a nickel.
So,
and on Christmas, they had a Christmas kids dance up in the old pavilion.
What's a pavilion? What's that?
Well, it was a big building, and it had a floor they played basketball on, and their dances was on it. And They had a big pot belly stove in the middle of that at one time, too, and the basketball players would have to watch when they played basketball so he wouldn't get hit that and be burned.
So it was kind of a community center facility.
Yeah.
How did, I know someplace in Providence, why I know your dad acquired some foxes or something. Can you tell anything about that?
Well, my dad on the one, he had to put a great big wire fence up. Oh, haha, it was, and then it had a fence back this way so they could climb, get out. And we had to go out and help build that. And you had a stapler of some kind, and it was a thing you'd have to squeeze over to hold two wires together.
Hog rings?
I guess that's what you'd call them.
How many? Did he get one pair of foxes?
He started out with one pair of foxes, and I don't know how many he got.
They was, what kind of fox?
I call them silver. They was black and very little. They was kind of a silver color, with black with a little silver color in them.
Silver fox. And,
yeah, I guess
and they called that, I think he had a truck at one time that said Providence Silver Fox Farm
well,
on the door.
That's what it was, silver fox.
But what did he do with them? When he was raising them, what did he do with them?
Well, every fall he'd kill so many and skin them and sell those furs.
And they used the furs for clothing or?
Well, I don't know what they used them for neck pieces and stuff, I guess. I think they made coats out of them. Some people could afford them.
What did they feed them? You got any idea?
My dad would buy old horses and kill them, and that's what they'd eat. And then I think they must have been pellets or something besides. But the family just about took a fit when he bought hogs. I think he paid $2,000 for two foxes. And he got rid of them. I can't remember. I was still home. Dretta, it was after Dretta. And Dretta's husband died in 1930. And I think he's got that rid of foxes right after that.
Yeah. Gonna resume here again and move on. And I know, Mother, you went over to South Cache High School for 4 years. I assume you graduated from there. Can you tell me anything about that? Did you take seminary? Did they have things like that when you were there?
Yes, I took the seminary for 3 years, and we graduated from seminary. And we had J. Carwood and a Mr. Smith, and Mr. Smith was no good, but Carwood really was a good seminary teacher. And I know one young boy, we used to have to pray, and I don't know whether we closed, but we always opened with prayer. And I know they asked one boy, Phil from Wellsville, I don't remember his last name, and he says, "I can't pray today, I'm not speaking in terms of the Lord." Of course, we all laughed, but anyway, he didn't have to pray that day. And I took two seminary classes together, one right after the other, and sometimes I'd have to pray in both classes. And that was, about a couple of blocks, a block or something from the main schoolhouse.
Did they have any kind of officers? Did you ever participate in school?
We had student body president all the time for each one a different year.
Did you ever... Was you involved in any of those positions at any time?
No, I should say not.
How come?
It wasn't popular enough. Your name wasn't right. No, and we had dances in the afternoons. Lucille Campbell was a senior and I was a freshie, and some of them senior kids that asked me to dance with them, and it made her so mad she really told me off. And we had one principal, one teacher, Mr. Tyre, that made me mad. He made some smart remark and I damn near slapped his face. And then I come to it, but he had to come. He come and apologize to me because I don't know what he said, but it made me so mad. They had dances most about every week in the afternoon, one dance a week in the daytime. They had dances after the ball games, but nobody had a way home because nobody drove. You have to catch that 11 o'clock train home regardless.
That train, did it go regularly every 2 hours all day or night, or what was the schedule, remember?
I know we went at 8 o'clock in the morning, come back at 4, and I think there was one that come from Logan at 6, and it went. Wellsville kids and Mendon kids, or Wellsville kids had to catch it about 7 o'clock in the morning. And we was later because they, I don't know how they passed each other, but...
Trains come from two different directions.
Well, I know. But they was the kids from Hiram or Paradise and College Ward rode buses. And the kids from way up on the way east of Hiram had to do it. All the Hiram kids all had to walk because they'd nobody drove them to school. Nobody had people. The father and mother never had cars, but the kids couldn't drive. They all had to walk to school, and that was cold going from east to Hiram to South Cache. The wind was always blowing.
So did you have to pay a daily fee on that train, or?
Not that I remember. I think we had a little book and they'd take a ticket out of it. They might have had to pay in the first place at school. I can't remember.
Probably your parents or you bought a ticket book and you'd use tickets out of it until they were gone, then you'd have to get another book. I'm sure there must have been a charge for
it. Yeah, I imagine it was, but I don't remember.
Did you ever ride that train to go to Logan or anywhere like that?
Yeah, once in a while you'd try to ride to Logan, stay on it, and there was one conductor who'd stop right out in the middle of the fields going to Logan and kick you off because you wasn't to do that. Because you wasn't paying, see, to go to Logan. We just come to Providence. They picked up the Logan kids at the river bridge that was down here in the Macy's or wherever that was up there. I had to hit the river bridge to catch the train. But once in a while we could, some of the conductors would let us ride to Logan on it without getting off and on again.
Did you just go to Logan and get off, or just go over there and then come back?
Oh, I'd go to Logan, maybe we'd fool around a little while, and then we'd have to walk back.
Oh, walk home. Do you know where that train kind of terminated? Was Logan the end of the run, or do you know? It went around, it made a loop around the south end of the valley. Did it go to Beaver Dam, or where did it go?
I have no idea. But the kids, North Cache kids had to ride bus, or the trains too, but where they come from, I don't know. But it went to Preston and changed. I don't know a thing about things like that.
Did you ever travel to North Cache when you was in high school?
Get
or anything?
Train to basketball games. We used to have to pay, catch the train and pay, oh, maybe it was a quarter or something, go to Richmond.
So you know the train went that far,
yeah,
at least then.
Went to Richmond, but I said, imagine, I don't know what change that they had. Played North Cache, we'd ride the train and cost us money. We'd catch it at 6 o'clock or something, and then we'd have to catch it and come back. Nobody, the kids didn't drive cars then. There was cars around, but there wasn't everybody had cars. The kids never did drive cars.
Well, I'm sure that gasoline wasn't that plentiful, and everything cost money, and the roads were gravel or mud.
And I know that... Kids, I can't remember any of the kids driving cars. Oh, they might get a chance to take a car and go to the dance at night, some of the boys did. But I know my dad let me take the car once when I was a senior, and it was only had about a fourth of a gallon or tank of gas, and I know I didn't dare go any place because I had no money to buy gas. That was the last day of school, I think.
When was that? When did you graduate?
1930.
1930, graduated from high school. Did you ever go to school any place, formal school?
No.
What'd you do when you graduated?
Well, after graduated, I helped on our ranch, and we picked strawberries and raspberries and peaches and pears and everything up to Joe Bear's place for 2-3 cents a bushel for Gainos, and think 5 cents a bushel for Jonathan. And as kids, we had to strip the trees, but we got early. I mean, it was getting time to quit. We'd hurry up and pick a few more bushels, and we'd have to strip the trees the next day. But it'd take, it really could cost you to make $1 a day.
$1 a day, and you'd work, what, 10 hours, 12 hours?
It's a long time, because I'll tell you, it took a long time to make $1 when it was 5 cents a bushel.
That's what you got paid, five cents a bushel. What was those apples, gainers?
Gainers and Jonathan. Jonathan's we got 5 cents a bushel, and the gainers was more low than the trees was, so we got 3 cents a bushel. And sometimes we even had to carry them way down to some place up on Joe Bear's property too, besides that, and we didn't get paid for doing that.
What's a gaino apple? Is that a yellow apple or red apple?
Just a red apple. It's just called a gaino. If they was trees, there's more loaded with gainos than there was Jonathan's. They kept better, I guess, too. I don't know.
So did you pick the apples in the summer when you was in school, or you worked
they
on the
had
farm?
A big vacation. Oh, I used to top beets, too. But Dad raised beets.
Sugar beets?
Sugar beets. And we'd have to top them and help load them, and they'd haul them down there to the sugar factory. And
they had a sugar factory south of Logan someplace they'd take them to?
They'd get hauled down here, and then they'd get hauled to Wilson by train.
Well, they didn't run the sugar factory. They had one down there once, but this one here never operated.
I think this one operated when I was a kid, but I don't remember things like that.
So you think you worked a little bit off of the farm as when you was a teenager?
Oh, Ned, yes. I picked. My dad, I think, was the first person in Providence to start with strawberries. And then everybody did, but I picked strawberries for a penny a cup. That'd be 12 cups to a case, and 12 cents for a case of strawberries. And Ruth, as a Ruth Thonger, and my dad hired to help pick strawberries. And we'd get up as quick as it was daylight and pick till we got them picked. And Ruth Thonger, once in a while, would make $1 a day. The rest of us could not pick that fast.
What did you make when you worked in sugar beets? Did you thin sugar beets?
I didn't get paid. I thinned sugar beets for my dad, but I didn't get paid.
So the only sugar beet work you did was for your dad?
No, I helped top make Chugg's beets after I was married, I think, and even helped load them to make a little extra money, Mickey, when you kids is big enough to stay home and look after yourself.
So what other kind of jobs did you have besides working in fruit? Did you do anything else?
Well, when I was got out of high school, I worked for a lady up at the college, and I'd have to catch the train to Logan and walk up there, and I got $1 a day.
Doing what?
Cleaning the house.
Cleaning the house. And so you'd do that once a week or every day?
Every day I went, every day. And she couldn't believe that I could find things to do. I hemmed dish towels, I'd done anything, I washed windows. She said, I'd never seen anybody that knew what they had to do. But after a while, she got so she'd take me to catch the train home. But I still got my dollar.
Do you know who it was you worked for?
I can find the house, but I don't know who she was. And then while I was there, I got a chance to work to the Utah Poultry. And that's where they took the eggs. People raised chickens. My dad raised chickens, and he was the first in town that I remember of, too. And they sold the eggs to the Utah Poultry, and that's where you bought your mashing stuff. And I guess my dad grows the wheat they fed them. I don't remember that.
You know what eggs were worth?
Oh, maybe 10 cents a dozen.
That would have been around 1930?
As far as I was married. I was married in 1932. But anyway, they'd take them eggs over, and I used to have to put, they had things that they put the eggs in the cases, and I had to put them in the boxes and put one board to hold them in. And I got $2 a day for 8 hours of work. And I rode with Lauren Renner there and back, and he wouldn't take nothing. He says, I have to go, I won't take nothing for you. for my ride, so I got $2 clear a day for 5 days a week, 6 days a week, I guess it was.
What'd you do with your money?
What money?
Well, you just saved your money.
I bought my clothes, what I could buy with it, and had a little spending money. And I'd go went to a Cinderella shop in Logan, and the only dress I could see, and it cost me $20, and they let me charge it. And that took a long time to pay for that dress, I'll tell you, at $2 a day. And their stockings, well, I wouldn't have any, only the certain kind of silk stockings, and they were $2 a pair.
So kids were, what'll I say, brand conscious then too?
Well, I guess that other stockings was ugly, but so we only had one pair of shoes and maybe one dress. But Dad used to buy clothes once in a while for us, but he'd buy my shoes and stuff, but we didn't have clothes. We had two dresses, and that's what we wore all year to school. Change off with them. Part of them, in the wintertime, you had to dry clean some of them we had. But you only had two dresses and a coat and one pair of shoes.
Did you ever quit certain jobs because you didn't want to do it, or?
No, when I worked at Utah Poultry, I worked there till I got married, and then they laid us off, and your dad came there to work because he was jealous I was fooling with the other boys. That was in, I guess that was in 1930.
Yeah. What did you do at Utah Poultry?
Well, I told you, they had cases of eggs. I mean, it was 30 case eggs, 30 dozen to a case, and there was a box and in the middle it had a board, and you'd put the things you put eggs in, and you'd put so many, I mean, I didn't put the eggs in. I used to have to take the things they put the eggs in and put them back in this case, because they'd come and get the cases when they bring eggs, they'd take it, so many cases back with them to put the eggs in again.
You had to clean eggs?
No, I didn't clean them. The eggs was, men would can the eggs to see if there was any blood spots or anything in them, and then they'd put these cardboard things back, and then I'd have to put them in boxes so they could be took back to, so farmers could pick them up, and they brought their eggs in. And there's about, five or six men there at candle eggs.
What does candle mean?
Well, they'd put them up to a light, and if they had a bloodshot in there or blood in there, they'd put them in a different place.
So they'd hold the egg up in front of the light, yeah, and kind of look through it transparent-like. And if they seen something in it, then they'd discard or set aside
that egg. People could come and buy them eggs, because they could easily take that out. If you was cooking, you could take that little spot out when you broke them.
Do you ever remember any kind of vacations or anything when you was growing up?
Nobody had vacations.
How about travel? Did you ever go anywhere?
Well, when I was a kid after Mother died, we went to Nevada. We had a car, and it was a three-seated car. I guess all of us went. It was in Metropolis, Nevada, and my Uncle Will Astle lived there. We went there and seen them, and then we went up and seen Uncle Richard in Rupert, Idaho, I think, and that's where our car broke down. And Dad had to get another car, and me and Pearl and Arseny, they got us to Montpelier somehow or other, and we caught a train, or we left Rupert and caught a train to Montpelier. We stayed overnight, and then we rode into Star Valley with the mail carriers. They put me with them because I didn't have to pay to go on the train. I was the youngest, and they didn't have to pay where Pearl and Arson had to pay to get there. And my dad came in the car and another car and talked back to Star Valley. That was after Mother died.
So
that must have been in 1919.
So your brother, I guess it was your brother Francis, who stayed in Star Valley when you came down. Did you ever go back up there and visit?
Well, we'd go up there and see him once in a while, and I was still in elementary school. My dad sold the ranch to an Uncle Ed Hepper, and he couldn't pay for it, so my dad had to take it back, and Francis and David tried to run it, but some of the girls would go back and help in the hay fields in the summertime, and I went back and helped cook stuff when I was still in elementary school. For these, because they'd have to hire men and they'd have to have a meal.
So he kind of repossessed the farm and had to take it reform. Then he subsequently sold it again.
Then he sold it to a tailor man and got his money out of it. Don't have no idea what he got out of it or nothing.
So when he came down here and you lived here at the age of 8 through high school, did your dad ever get married again during that time?
My dad got married when I was in 8th grade.
So you'd have been about 12 or 13 years old,
well,
something
he went,
like that.
But dad, the year before, or 2 years, year before that, my dad, I'll never forgive that bishop as long as I lived, he's dead and gone. But when he had come and asked my dad to go on a mission when he had teenage kids, I'll never get over it. Because we didn't have no mother, and kids don't, when you get kids, you don't want to listen to your older sisters all the time when you ain't got anybody else to tell you. So anyway, Agnes darn near had a nervous breakdown because she wouldn't listen at all. She didn't go through high school. But anyway, then the dad went down there and he met this Mrs. Clara Steen.
How many, before you go on, how many, was all the family still at home?
Oh, yes. Oh, no, Clea got married. We moved down in 1920, and I think Clea got married in about 23 to Joe Bear. And Pearl was in about 25, but Arseny was still home. And David, I don't remember when David married his first wife.
But
Dad got married when I was in 8th grade. I do know that.
So the bulk of the kids was all teenagers, and there was no head of whole household to look after anybody, and he was called on a mission and went to Texas someplace.
A 6-month mission he went to Texas. But Clea was married, and I think Pearl had been married, but I know Arseny was home. But you know, teenage kids don't listen to stuff. Nobody, you're not my boss. I'll never forget that.
He went to Texas and then he met somebody down there that he married sometime?
He come home, she wrote letters and letters and letters, and she had 3 kids. He went down and I can't tell you when he went down there. Arseny went with him and they took the car to bring her up here, her and the 2 kids. And Arseny said if he would have listened to me, he would have never brought her home. Because he said, I lived in the home with her and he stayed in the motel. If he had I'd have told him what I learned, he would have never brought her home. He took a lot of fruit and stuff down there so they'd have something to eat. And Anne, Mrs. Astley's, thought they opened every bottle to taste them. But anyway, he brought her back and then it was healthy.
What was her name?
Clara Steen.
So that would have been when you was 8. When did she come up here? Did she come up here? He served a 6-month mission, then he came home, and shortly after that he brought her up here?
Well, I was in 8th grade and I graduated. So that would be in about the 28 or something like that when he married her. 28 or 20, someplace in there. I know I was in 8th grade.
So when they brought her and the
2 kids,
and the 2 kids up and they were married, then the 2 kids became part of the family also.
Yeah, they come.
Was they younger than you
were? The boy was just a little younger than me and the girl was just Elva's age. And she went to high school. Elva didn't graduate. And I think she got married before she was out of high school. But it was heck after she'd come. And then
kids, you kids couldn't get along with the Steen woman that he married?
Yes. See, Greta lost Don, I think her first husband in 1930. Yeah, I know he did because Don Smith wasn't born. And my dad had her come back and live with us. and she wouldn't cook. I thought I'd run. If I had a new mother, I wouldn't have everything to do, but I had twice to do because she didn't want to learn nothing. And then you'd fix one kind of food for dinner, and then you'd eat that for 20 days because she'd do it the same thing. I can still see that.
So she was from Austin, Texas?
Yeah. But anyway, she come up here. That must have been in about 29, I'd say. But I know we, brother and I, took it as long as we could. David, the wife had died, and David was back home with us. But I know Don Smith died in 30. But anyway, Mrs. Astle, she, years ago they used to have baby buggies. And Greta had the baby after her first husband died. He died in January and the baby was born in March. And she had a buggy and he'd sleep in the buggy in the daytime because the beds was all upstairs. And she'd throw everything off of the floor, whether it was dirt or anything there was in this baby buggy. We had a big row and we moved up to David's place up there.
So you girls left home?
Me and Greta and David went and lived in his home.
And was you out of school then?
I was out of high school.
And so you never did live back in the home after that?
No, I moved up there and I got my... Don was about 9 months old, I guess, or about a year when we moved up there. And I got married in April of 32. Your dad didn't know I was getting married or anything. I was going with Seth then, but he didn't like Seth either. But anyway, I moved away in 29, I guess. Or 30 or something.
So then you got married when? Tell me about that a little bit.
I got married on April the 16th of 1932. We went to Salt Lake and was married in Farmington by Checkett's man was one of the witnesses, but I don't remember the other one.
So you ran off and got married or what?
Oh, well, Seth's mother knew we was going, but my dad didn't know I was going.
And then what did you do?
We stayed overnight and then come back home and started working again. I didn't go to work. My job was ended, but we rented a place on Center Street and lived there a month. It cost us $50, I think, to rent. It was furnished. And we came back and we lived on First West and Center Street, or First North and First West. We painted an old house and lived there for about 3 or 4 months, and then we moved up to Grandma Frank's home.
You lived in a separate part of that home?
Yes. Till 48. No, we lived there alone, and David went on a mission, and your dad worked for David, or for my dad, for $75 a month. And we moved over to David's place, and then when he came back, we went back to Grandma Frank's.
So Seth worked for
anything
John F. Astle with the Foxes, or just everything? Or?
He was just a handyman for everything. And he didn't have half, but he got the work done, didn't know what he was going to do with himself. He'd haul milk for his brother once in a while because Austin was sick or something. But I know he got $75 a month.
So he graduated. Where did he go to school?
He went to South Cache, but he didn't graduate. I think he only went 1 year to high school.
Then he just, what kind of work did he do? Just anything available?
Anything he could find. He hauled rock, he milked cows.
What's the hauling rock? What's that about?
Well, they hauled rock from the quarry in Providence down to the sugar factory right on 3rd South and unloaded it. And that rocks had to go to the sugar factory and they'd done something with that for the sugar. Don't ask me what you do with rocks.
It was limestone.
Well, that's what they had to haul. They hauled it from Providence Canyon. He had bought a team of horses and a big wagon. And they'd do that in They'd go up about midnight. No, they'd go up about 8 o'clock at night and load up and come down, and then your dad would go work for his brother in the daytime and sleep when he got a chance.
So he would go from job to job depending on availability?
He hauled rock all summer, and then when winter came, he'd go to the sugar factory, and that wouldn't only last so long, 3 months about, and whatever he could find. I know he worked for Will Zolling with a team of horses and a wagon for $2 a day for 14 hours.
Doing what?
I don't know what he was hauling.
Just hauling products of some kind. So how long did you go with Seth before you got married?
I got him a brand new Ford. I don't remember what year it was, but I know he gave us two or three of us girls for a ride, and I started going with him. But when we were kids, we used to play down on the under the lights, and him and Windsor would come down, and Harry and Frank and the Tires and the Chugs and all would sit there and play kick the can or run my sheep or run under the lights.
Under what light?
Oh, a light on the corner and over there on First
Street. Street light?
Street light. And I know your dad and Windsor would fight. I was his, their girls. Or I was at fight because I was one of their girls. Well, he'd say I was his girl, and they would say I was his.
Who's Windsor?
That was Seth's brother, about 4 years older than him. And he died with a heart attack, and I don't remember. He was just a young man. About 16, I think, when he died. And your dad had to take over and help do all. He's really done his work before he died, because he always had heart problems.
Windsor always had heart problems?
That's when they had the dairy, and they delivered milk. He was just a kid when he'd get in a little pickup truck and deliver milk all over the world.
So, when you got married, how did you do your laundry and stuff? Did you do it in the ditch? Or?
I went to Grandma Frank's, and I lived in Grandma Frank's house, and I've done the laundry that right with hers. And the first washer I had, Grandpa Frank and Grandma Frank gave it to us, and I can't remember. It was a brand new one, but it was a Dexter. And that's the only washer I had before I got the one I got. For the
was an old agitator washer with a ringer on, or what?
With the ringers on. That's the only kind of washers there was when I was a kid.
Nobody knows that. They got to tell us. How did the washer work?
It ran with electricity.
So you put water in it and put clothes in it?
Well, you had to heat your water on the stove because we used to run them through twice. And the first water you could get out of the tap, it was warm enough. We'd run them all through and pile them, and then we'd put a boiler on the stove and get it boiling hot, and then we'd take that old water out and put that new in and start with the clothes all over again. Then we rinsed the clothes after they'd come out of the washer that time.
So you had for cooking and heat and everything, you had kind of a kitchen range used wood or coal or something?
Yeah, coal.
And that heated some water at some point in time?
Well, you'd put a big boiler on the stove and that would heat that water. You could get it boiling.
So I would. Did you organize? And you had certain days. Was bath days?
We always washed on Monday and ironed on Tuesday, and we bathed maybe Wednesday and Saturdays in an old round tub. And take the water out of the hot water tank and put in there and bath, and then carry the water out or pour it down the sink.
Everybody had their own water, or you shared water, or what?
Well, I used to have to get my, wait a minute, when I first moved up to Grandma's, I had to carry my water from around the house because the hydrant was around there. We had no water in the house. Grandma Frank did, but I didn't.
So to do cooking or washing or anything, you had to haul in water.
But Grandma Frank, I used to wash with her. She'd take her water out of the hot water tank and we'd put the boiler on the stove for the second time through.
Take all day to wash? Or?
Well, by the time you had about 12 to 13 batches, it'd take you all till at least noon and you'd start about 6. You put all in through twice, I'll tell you, it took a long time and rinse them and hang them on the line.
You know, did you have any kind of refrigeration or did you have ice blocks or how did you store anything?
They had cellars and that's where you'd put your milk. You didn't have enough milk, if you only had one cow, you'd put your milk down there and then you'd skim the cream off and churn your butter. Put them down in the basement where it was the coolest, and that's where you always put your milk.
So you made your own butter that you used?
We had the one cow, we used to do that, and that's where Grandma Frank and them give us a cow. They might have had two or three, and they'd send their milk, but we'd keep all of ours.
So you'd kind of grow gardens and grow potatoes and vegetables, and you'd store in an underground root cellar of some kind? And then I presume you'd probably buy flour and make all the bread and stuff?
Yeah, we made cake from scratch. We never bought cake, bread, or nothing, cookies or nothing. The only thing we bought maybe was milk. We even had chickens at one time. Maybe we bought a few eggs. Can't remember when I was first married.
What was the finances like?
We had no money at all. You didn't worry your next sack of flour was coming, and a 50-pound sack of flour was only 69 cents.
These was in the 30s right now we're talking about?
Yes, during the Depression time? That's when we two fools got married.
And so there wasn't any money? Did you have barter or anything? Trade? Did you have anything to trade, or you just went without?
You went without. See, many a times we didn't, or our next sack of flour was coming, Grandpa Frank and then give a sack of flour once in a while. But I know it was only 69 cents for 50 pounds. And I know when we kill a pig, I know that meat tasted so good, you'd think there was 3 people or 10 people to eat it, because we cooked so much at one time, the first time after we'd kill a pig. I don't know where we got the pig from. And we killed a pig every year, and then you'd render, we'd get a big fat one, and I'd render enough lard out of the fat of that pig that it'd last me the whole year.
So do you ever remember any particular, special, we'll call them trials or tragedies or sicknesses or anything
during that time? Yes, when we got married and lived at Grandma's house, Loretta was, Yvonne, let's see, I don't know, Yvonne was just a baby, and I went over to Aunt Greta's. She lived in Wellsville. I don't know how I got there, nothing. But Ronald was sick and he had a rash and she didn't know what it was. Well, I got scarlet fever. Loretta got scarlet fever, and that's where she picked it up, and we was quarantined in the house for 6 weeks. Seth could get out, but I couldn't go any place, and nobody could come and see us. It had a big sign on it. And that's when Grandma, we used her front room for a bedroom when the kid had scarlet fever, but Yvonne didn't take it.
So you had 2 kids then? When was that? About the time? 38 or 35?
No, Yvonne was born in 34 and Loretta was born in 32 or 33.
Okay.
So I think, I don't know, Yvonne was just a baby when we had her, so I don't even remember the number of them.
But
she must have been about 6 months old.
You lived in
Grandma Frank's house
in Providence for several years, and you had farmland of somebody's that you ran, and cattle. Whatever happened with that?
Your Grandpa had 13 acres of ground, and your dad had to look after that. Besides, when he could find a job, he worked. I thin beets and out on that, and they hauled hay and grain and irrigated it.
That would have been in the 30s, too, when they was running that, operating
that?
Oh,
yes.
And they had...
Because I got married in 32, and this was... And the Depression was down until around 36, and when Roosevelt went in, then he, it somehow or other, it come out of the Depression.
Started changing.
And you was born even in the Depression. You was born in 36.
But I remember, I don't know, I was, during my younger years, I know we had cows and hauled hay and worked on that 13-acre piece and so on.
We went out, when you was a kid, we went to Trenton and put up hay for, to get enough hay to feed cows. And put it in
Gain shift.
Yeah. And I put up hay for him and got our hay for the winter. You went. And that's when Loretta was, or Effie was a baby.
But I don't know what happened to the 13 acres or something. Did Grandma Frank sold that or for a purpose or needed money or what?
Well, the welfare wanted that, and she sold it for about $3,000, I know.
You know when that might have been? It have been about...
That might have been after I moved when I was in Memphis. I don't remember.
And you moved to...
Mendon in 48.
Mendon
49.
In 1949. And bought a farm over there. Rent a farm over there. And you had seven children?
Yeah.
And that farm operated, what can you tell me about that farm and stuff?
Well, it was about 80 acres and we grew beets and hay and grain. You know, water had black, the dam water, and that comes from Blacksmith Park Canyon North.
And most of it was irrigated
then? Every bit was irrigated. All but a little bit on the farm out south. You watered that too on the above the canal didn't get watered. And you helped water too. Me and you'd water in the daytime and your dad and I'd water at night. So we had plenty of water. Have it for days and days because we had so many shares. We had 100 shares of water, I think.
Oh, did you ever participate in any kind of civic activities or community service or clubs or stuff like that?
Before I went to left Providence, I taught primary. When I went to Mendon, I taught primary and was on the genealogy committee or something over there when I went.
Primarily teaching, primary. Assignments, responsibilities?
I taught primary for 20 years.
But as far as PTAs and stuff like that, you didn't serve in those?
No.
You didn't run for mayor or Mendon or anything?
I worked on the Old Folks Committee in Providence for years. Guess that's when I come back, maybe. I don't remember.
So when you were in Mendon, how long were you over there?
9 years.
You lived in Mendon in 9 years, so then what happened?
Well, we sold the farm and came back to Providence and lived in Grandma's hostel. We even got built the new home.
You built a new home that you live in presently. That's 65 West Center in Providence. And that was, that home was, Seth and the family constructed that home. And it was finished and occupied in 1958?
Yes, it was in 58. We moved in April the 10th of 58. And then you graduated from college that year, and Lewis got married that year.
So two left right away, and two was probably already gone.
Yeah, Loretta was married in 53, and Yvonne was living in Salt Lake working.
So that left three at home when you moved into your new home, the second home that you actually owned. And then kind of what happened when the kids were gone in your life? What was Seth doing then?
Seth was working for Anderson's Lumber Yard, our lumber company, when we built this home. Working in the lumber thing, doing anything they had him wanted you to do. No, he wasn't either. That's when he was in Memphis. No, he was in the concrete cement business, contracted cement or built curb and gutters. And he was 19 when he passed away.
And he died on vacation in 1966?
Yes, he died on March of the 8th of 1966. He died on vacation in California with Brent and Sandra.
And then what did you do to occupy your time?
I found a job working over in Logan in the laundry for about 2 months. And it was such hard work, and I decided to look around. Oh, I put my name in different places, and then I was called to Hughes's clothing store and worked there till about 68, I think. Then I went up to the Providence School Lunch Program and worked till 76.
Well, then you kind of retired from working then in 1976.
Yeah, I retired from working away from home.
So going on this make and talk, what historic events may have took place during your life? Like, I know that there was two or three conflicts, wars, if you will, in the country, and there may have been natural disasters or epidemics or whatever took place during your life. Does any of them stick in your mind well?
Oh, I know when the Second World War came on, and I don't remember when that was. I know I was afraid to death your dad was going to be drafted, but if he hadn't had a child. And the kids used to do no use of worrying. They'd never take me because my eyes no good. Whenever that was.
I would have been in the 40s.
It was in the 40s because I think that ended in 44.
So what was wrong with his eye?
When he was a kid 3 years old, he got put on the scissors. He fell on the scissors and it went in his eye. He could see, but not like he could with the other eye. Had him all over to doctors and they couldn't do a thing for him.
So did you ever remember any floods or earthquakes or anything like that, natural disasters in your lifetime?
Earthquake, I can remember that, whether that was in 63. I know your dad was going up to the Grandma Frank's place, and he was going to climb over the fence, and we had a horse and a colt, and that colt was as scared of anybody, but it come running and just run right into his arms, and he was climbing over the fence and he could hardly get over it. It was shaking so bad, and that's when Lewis went to Logan with the truck. Big truck in there because they was going to work, and he put the brakes on and all that truck would go back and forth, and he got in that. Couldn't imagine what it was, but it was an earthquake. I think that was in 63.
So tell us a little bit about about the family you raised. You had, certainly, when Dad died, you had some kids still at home, responsible, accountable for, and so forth. What kind of took place there?
Well, when your dad died, Effie had just graduated in 65 from nursing, so she wasn't home no more. The twins were just graduating from high school that year. And Charlene went to college for 4 years, and Colleen went 1 year, and then she went to Salt Lake to the business college and stayed there, so she never was home. And then in 1970, Charlene went on a mission to Uruguay for 2 years, and I was home then. Because Effie never was, she was found her a job and worked away from home after her dad died. She was nursing. She was in Salt Lake, she worked in the hospital, she worked with Apostle Nelson, now he was a doctor when she worked with him. She was sent to California to learn more about the hearts and all, and he was her doctor and she worked for him in the hospital.
So most of your family had some education beyond high school?
Loretta went 1 year and she got married. I don't know, 1 year she went, after she was married and had her three kids, she went back to school to be an RN. She was going to be a practical nurse, but she decided to go, but keep it going, and she went out and was an RN. And you got married in 61, I think. But you left home right after you was in high school and worked for the government for a while, and then you worked for, I don't know who. Lewis got married the year after we moved into the house in August. And he moved in April, and he was married in August. And you went...
1958.
Yeah, you graduated in 58 and went right to California to start working. You never did live here, only 2 or 3 months, 2 months, I guess.
I know there's many things that we missed that I don't know about to even ask questions.
Oh, shut it off.